The sun dipped low over Eastport of Spain, casting long shadows across the streets. Hal Greaves stepped cautiously through the bustling market, a vibrant facade contrasting sharply with the rising crime that plagued the area. Over the past 15 years, Trinidad's murder rate had soared from 100 to 500 annually, fueled by fierce turf wars among gangs. Hal, a community activist, had dedicated his life to navigating these perilous territories, witnessing firsthand the devastation that violence wrought on families and neighborhoods. As he walked past the condemned buildings of Canada, memories flooded back. Families had once thrived here, but now fear drove them to flee. Hal often spoke of the relentless cycle of crime and poverty, a cycle rooted in more than just the gangs. Political corruption intertwined with criminal enterprises, allowing leaders to profit from chaos. Government contracts exchanged for favors left communities vulnerable. Nearby, Inspector Roger Alexander led a patrol with the Northeast Division Task Force. The tension was palpable as they entered territories known for gang violence. The police had been criticized for aggressive tactics and extrajudicial killings, yet they faced overwhelming odds. "We're fighting a war with our hands tied," he often said, frustration evident in his voice. The gangs were not just armed, they were organized and entrenched, making law enforcement's job increasingly difficult. The history of Trinidad's violence ran deep, tracing back to the failed coup in 1990, which exposed governmental weaknesses. Abu Bakr, the leader of that coup, now spoke of the drug trade's pervasive influence, implicating even law enforcement in its reach. It was a system where the lines between crime and legitimate business often blurred, creating a complex landscape. In Beedham Gardens, leaders like Spanish walked the thin line between community support and gang affiliation. They provided jobs and resources to impoverished neighborhoods, often seen as the only option for many. While their role was controversial, it highlighted the dual nature of gangs in Trinidad, providers and predators, both feared and relied upon. As the narrative unfolds, it reveals a society grappling with deep-rooted issues of governance and crime, leaving those in its grasp to question how to foster resilience amid such turmoil. The stark realities of life in Trinidad demand attention, reflecting a culture wrestling with its own shadows. The market's vibrancy stood in stark contrast to the shadow of violence that loomed over Eastport of Spain. As Hal continued his walk, he engaged with local vendors, their weary faces betraying the toll of living amid constant uncertainty. "We keep going. What else can we do?" one vendor said as she weighed out plantains, her hands trembling slightly. Hal nodded, knowing that resilience was etched deep in the community's spirit. Meanwhile, Inspector Roger Alexander's patrol moved through the narrow alleys of Beedham Gardens. Crumbling walls bore witness to years of neglect, now transformed into makeshift canvases for vibrant murals. These artworks told stories of hope and despair, reflecting a longing for change. Yet as the team approached a known gang stronghold, tension thickened the air. "We can't just charge in and expect a friendly response," Alexander reminded his officers. They moved carefully, aware that every step might provoke confrontation. In the shadows of the alleys, gang members watched. Their presence was both a sign of danger and a promise of protection to those who fell within their sphere. Spanish, a prominent figure in the area, often mediated between rival factions, trying to stabilize the community while ensuring his influence remained uncontested. "You have to understand the game," he once told Hal over a reluctant coffee. "We're not just criminals. We're part of a system that needs us to survive." Hal often reflected on these conversations, recognizing the layers of complexity in the community's struggles. The gangs that were seen as threats also served to fill the void left by a neglectful state. People sought them for jobs, resources, and sometimes a sense of belonging. Yet beneath this veneer lay a harsh reality of power plays and violence. As night fell, the streets grew louder. The sounds of laughter mingled oddly with distant gunfire. Hal knew that tomorrow would bring new challenges. He often wondered if the community could rise above the chaos, or if it was destined to remain trapped in its cycle. Children played in the distance, their laughter a brief reminder of innocence amidst the turmoil. In the heart of this conflict, the question remained: how to foster genuine hope and change? Hal devoted his nights to envisioning a path forward, a way to weave together the fragmented threads of community life. He began to organize a town hall meeting, hoping to bridge the gaps between concerned citizens, law enforcement, and even those in the gangs. As the community gathered around, he sensed a shared urgency in the air. Perhaps together, they could redefine their narrative, challenging the cycles of violence that had long held sway over their lives. The fight for a safer Trinidad would be long and arduous, but with determination and solidarity, a new chapter could emerge. Hal's town hall meeting became a pivotal moment for Eastport of Spain. The community gathered in a local church, its walls adorned with vibrant stained glass, casting colorful reflections on anxious faces. Hal stood at the front, a mix of hope and determination, fueling his desire to bridge divides. "Tonight, we're not just here to talk," he began. "We're here to listen and find ways to reclaim our streets." The audience murmured, a blend of supporters and skeptics. Families, young people, and even some gang members filled the seats. Among them was Inspector Roger Alexander, whose presence added weight to the discussion. Voices rose as people shared their stories. A mother spoke about her son who had fallen into gang life. Her anguish echoed through the room. "He's just a kid. How can he escape?" she asked, tears glistening in her eyes. Others chimed in, recounting similar tales of loss, fear, and a longing for change. Hal facilitated the conversation, encouraging dialogue between community members and law enforcement. "What can we do together?" he pressed. The answers varied. Some suggested after-school programs. Others proposed job training initiatives. A young man raised his hand and said, "We need to feel safe in our own neighborhoods. If we can trust each other, maybe we can trust the police too." Inspector Alexander nodded, an expression of understanding on his face. "We're not your enemy," he stated firmly. "We want to work with you to create a safer environment." A palpable shift occurred in the room. The walls surrounding mistrust began to crack, allowing space for collaboration. The meeting concluded with a sense of shared purpose. Attendees left the church with renewed hope, energized by the possibility of community-led initiatives. Hal felt a weight lift. He knew this was just the beginning, yet the moment marked a significant shift in the narrative of Eastport of Spain. In the weeks that followed, grassroots movements sprang to life. Residents organized cleanup campaigns and community watch groups. Local businesses began collaborating to provide job opportunities. Even Spanish expressed willingness to support initiatives that could uplift the community rather than perpetuate violence. Despite these strides, challenges remained. Gangs were still present, and the allure of quick wealth from illicit activities often overshadowed the slow path to stability. Yet change was underway, a delicate balance of hope and the ongoing struggle against deeply rooted issues. Hal often found himself walking through the market, the sun shining on the vibrant stalls. Laughter mingled with distant worries, a testament to resilience. While questions remained about the future, one thing was clear: the community was ready to redefine its narrative. A collective effort emerging from the shadows of violence illuminated a path forward, fostering the possibility of lasting change in Trinidad.